Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mild tonight. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is making it a comfortable evening. Jerusalem is clear, offering a beautiful view of the night sky. Haifa is cool, while Eilut remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, IDF airstrikes in Gaza killed three Hamas commanders, including one involved in the October 7th attacks, in earlier reporting. Also, Ynet reports that Iran has warned Israel of retaliation as diplomatic efforts led by Qatar struggle to prevent new conflicts this morning. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that the U.S. has demanded Iran publicly declare the Strait of Hormuz open, following claims of rogue elements behind recent attacks. Separately, Walla reports that new satellite images show Iran trying to restore its nuclear facilities with increased activity at several sites earlier today. And finally, Forward states that Israel has reportedly informed the U.S. of a new Iranian plot to assassinate former President Donald Trump in earlier coverage today. Here's what people are saying online. Libedin shared that Iran informed U.S. officials the recent firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz was an error by a rogue part of their system, posting just minutes ago. Alex Plitzas, a U.S. security expert, noted now that there is a divide between elements of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and their civilian government. Memory, an organization monitoring media in the Middle East, highlighted a controversial sermon from California calling for the liberation of Al-Aqsa earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on Gaza, the IDF's operation targeted key Hamas figures responsible for orchestrating attacks against Israel. This marks a continued effort by Israel to dismantle Hamas leadership. The situation remains tense, with potential for further escalation impacting regional stability. Turning to Iran's warning to Israel, Ynet highlights the complex diplomatic scene with Qatar mediating between the U.S. and Iran. Tehran's threats add pressure on Israel and its allies. As they navigate these sensitive negotiations, the potential for conflict could disrupt regional peace efforts. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on the Strait of Hormuz underscores international concerns. The U.S. demands clarity from Iran amid fears of maritime security threats. This geopolitical tension could affect global oil supplies and trade routes. Separately, Walla's coverage of Iran's nuclear activities suggests a renewed push by Tehran to advance its nuclear capabilities. This development raises alarms among Western nations who are wary of Iran's intentions. The international community's response could shape future diplomatic relations. And finally, Forward's revelation about a plot against Donald Trump shows the extent of Iran's reach. Israel's intelligence sharing with the U.S. highlights the significance of this threat. The situation underscores the need for heightened security measures globally. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a significant slide in NYIAX shares after the company disclosed a cloud security breach. The fintech firm's core systems remain intact, but threats to publish stolen data persist. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a looming wave of price increases despite the dollar's low value. The strong shekel impacts businesses, with changes expected soon. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the rise in oil prices and the dollar's strength. This comes amid renewed Middle East tensions, affecting Israeli markets and causing Tel Aviv stocks to fall. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.